Hey everyone, it's Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com with a quick sales tip. Now, there was this guy that I met. It was about 7 years ago in my classroom when I was teaching a class for a $1 billion-a-year printing company. We had a classroom in Memphis. And there was this guy that really stood out to me. And he made an incredible impact on me. He was in this class, and as I was teaching, I mean, the guy could not take notes fast enough. Now, before you think I'm sitting here saying, man, it must be because, like, I thought I was brilliant, right? Like, I had some incredible words of wisdom. He was doing this when other people were talking as well. And I noticed every time there was like a table discussion, because we do very interactive types of training, he was right in there, right? He was just every discussion that we had, his hand was up. He was very eager. You could tell that when people were speaking, that he wasn't just writing it down for show, that he was really processing it. And he was just going through the whole process of truly owning these things and these little tidbits that people were sharing. But there's something that really made this person stand out. You might be thinking, big deal, Castain, right? The thing that made this whole thing stand out is that this guy was at it for about 30 years. Now, right there, that might impress a few of you, right? But it gets better. Stay with me. What happened was, not only was he at it 30 years, but he was one of our top producers in the company. And those of you who are, I know a lot of printers listen to these podcasts, those of you in the printing industry, he sold about $8 million a year consistently for like the past like 5 or 6 years at that point. So he was just a continual rock star. But now if that doesn't impress you, the final part I'm hoping hits home with you. He was not only there to really learn, he was actually one of the speakers that I had to speak to a young group of sales reps that were just starting their career. So he wasn't really actually there to learn. He was there to speak and to teach. And he considered himself, though, the humble student. And I thought that was very, very interesting. And I think that really needs to be the message of this week and certainly ongoing. We have to always, always, always embrace an attitude, because it is an attitude, of that of being a humble student. So a few things I want you to think about. Sometimes the ego in sales gets in the way. Would you agree with that? Is that a fair statement? I mean, we have these... Do you agree that we have egos in sales? I mean, come on. We definitely have egos in sales. And what happens many times with us, and you've heard me say this before, we hear something, we say, oh, that's basic, or that's sales 101. From now on, I want you to do a sales 101 reality check. Whenever you hear something, even, I'm sure I've had many of these moments with you guys, you hear something like, yeah, I know that, Castain. Or maybe your boss tells you something like, yeah, I know that. Or that's sales 101. Or everybody knows that. You need to stop right in your tracks and do the reality check. Here's the reality check. You ask this question of yourself. Is it sales 101 and I'm doing it? Or is it sales 101 and I need to shut my mouth and stop telling everybody that I know it and actually do it? Because knowing how to do something, or maybe having done it like at the beginning of your career, doesn't mean that you're still doing it. So that's something I want you to think about. I also want you to become more inquisitive. It really doesn't hurt. And people that you meet, be that humble student and ask people how they're doing things. Ask them to deconstruct things. I think that happens a lot, right? People just are so used to... I've seen that in the music world, by the way. I mean, and the example I always give is that for those of you who are guitar players, finger picking. And many times I'll meet somebody who's doing like an elaborate type of finger picking, and I'll really have to coach them to break it down for me so that I understand it. Some people can't. They just do it intuitively. So I think that could be very, very helpful. Keep a journal. I'm a huge advocate of this. It keeps you, as a student, at the end of every day, jot down some things that you learned each and every day. And just set that expectation with your brain that every single day that there is some kind of a lesson that was out there. Look at your day suspiciously like, okay, brain, there was something there. I know it's there. Now let's find it. That's one of the things I want you to think about. But also, too, how about after each and every appointment, you should be doing a post-call plan. Hopefully, very, very soon after that appointment. Well, one of the things I want you to do is just ask yourself, well, what went well about this appointment that I just had? I don't care if it's a face-to-face appointment or those of you in inside sales, a phone appointment, perhaps something that you did on Skype or WebEx. What went well? But also, here's that ego thing again. You have to tell the ego, okay, ego, go wait in the car. And you have to take your medicine and ask yourself, honestly, what didn't go so well and what could I do better next time? But here is the bottom line. You have to become the humble student. I think that this little piece of advice alone could be keeping you from bigger and better things. And the one thing I want to tell you folks, and I'm sorry if this maybe sounds a bit arrogant or cocky, I certainly don't mean it that way at all, but I've been in sales an awful long time. It's going to be 32 years this summer. I was very fortunate. I got into sales like right out of high school, and in my family, you didn't just coast through college. You had to have a job. And my job was working with my dad, an ex-Marine, by the way, and I learned sales that way. And I've been at it a long time. I've trained. We've had over 10,000 graduates of our programs at Castain Training Systems, which I'm awfully proud of. I have read over 1,100 books. I can't tell you how many courses that I've been through. I am continually listening to podcasts today. I listened to 3. Nice and early in the morning, so it didn't cut into my day. My son's home from college, by the way, for a few days. I didn't want it to cut into that. And you guys know teens, they love their sleep. So I figured, let me do this nice and early. It's part of the sacrifice I got to do to remain sharp at my craft. But here's the bottom line. I've been at it a long time. I've had a great deal of success. You're listening to this because I guess, I don't know, maybe I'm some kind of a thought leader or something. Who the hell knows? But you don't want to be around me on a few days that have been strung together that I haven't maybe cracked open a book or read some articles or just continued the growth. I'm still at it. And I guess my question to you, and forgive me if this is a little harsh, I really don't mean to be a dick about it, but then again, it's kind of who I am. What's your excuse? So remember, I want you to remain the humble student. I'm Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com, and we create courses and we offer one-on-one coaching to help you sell more. Now, speaking of which, you guys, hopefully by now you should know this, we have 2 programs that are coming up that I want you to know about. The first one happens this Tuesday. Like, nothing like waiting till last minute, folks. We're having one. It's a webinar on referrals. Now, talk about humble student. A lot of you guys know you should be doing it, but are you? And we're going to be doing this thing on Tuesday, February the 24th. If you'd like to learn more information, and I don't know, sign up. Visit yoursalesplaybook.com/moneyonthetable. The other thing that I would really urge you to consider as well is we have our online course. We've been offering it now for about 2.5 years. This particular course alone, we've had, I think it's over 3,000, about 3,500 people graduate from this. It's an online course, so you can just attend from your favorite chair right on your computer screen. It's going to start on March 4th. And if you'd like to learn more about that one, please visit yoursalesplaybook.com/rockyoursales. Again, Paul Castain, and I am wishing you not only an incredible week ahead, but an incredible week ahead as the humble student. Go get them, folks.